This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
We have to do more than just come and sit in the beautiful pew. It's kind of comfortable here. to sit in the pew and just kind of look around, see everybody else, what everybody wear, why they wear what they wear. Can't believe they came to church like that. You see them? Yeah, goodness. Ooh, they missing. So-and-so missing. Why they missing? I know. I heard about them. They ain't downtown. They don't on vacation. You're on vacation, all right. I looked on the website. I saw. I know exactly where they are. They ain't want to talk about it. Is that the church? No, that's not the church. And that's not what we call to do. No. We're called to do what the word of God says to do. So, we've already talked about from Romans chapter 12. I'm starting with verse 1, but our emphasis is going to be in verse 14. So when I get to verse 14, that's going to pop up on the screen. All the other verses some week will not pop up because I'm just going back to kind of get you up to speed where we are. Romans chapter 12, beginning verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Listen to this. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Yeah, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. Have you been tested? Have you been going through a test? Have there been situations in your life where you just didn't know how it's going to turn out? Listen, through all you're going through, you should be able to determine what God's will is for your life and for the life of those around you. Verse 3. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members. And the members do not all have the same function. Let me say it again. Talk about that Bible study, but I wanted to hear this on where's the church, what we're doing. It says, for as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ. Yes, wherever you are right now, you're part of the one body in Christ. And Jesus, his main desire, his main goal, his prayer was that we might be one. Yes, that's all. Jesus prayed that we might, the church, all of us, might be one. Not that we might all be in one place, but that we might be all together in him. Purpose, vision, determination, actions. All right? First it says, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ. Yeah, according to the grace given to us, let us use them. And what we're talking about using? Using the gifts that God has given unto us. You may have more than one gift. Whatever God has given you, use that gift for the building of his kingdom. Yes, use it. Use what God has blessed you with. But this is what he's saying. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them in prophecy in proportion to our faith, if serving in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy, do it with cheerfulness. Now that's what we've already been over. That's what we've been talking about. And then also, even in Bible study, we got a chance to go to verse 9 on with that. Because now it begins to tell us how to do what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. It says, verse 9, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but fervent, be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Say it again. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality. We've been over all of that. That's the remix. That's what we've been over already, to talk about what it is that we're going to do as God is showing us, or he's teaching us, so now we can show God that we've got the message. We've heard the message. Now we're talking about living the message. In 2021, it's a year of action, a year of putting into action those things that we've learned. As Dr. Winfield Hope used to say all the time in our Christian education and our Congress of Christian Education for the General Missionary Baptist Convention of Georgia, Dr. Winfield Hope, who was our dean, used to say all the time, you have learned more Christian education than you ever gonna use. We're just saying now, let's use what we got. Let's use what we've already been taught to be more what God has been. All right, so we got more teaching so we can use it. Now, we're gonna get to the verse, our verses for today. One is a rain in your heart. And the reason we have this message today, the reason we have these verses today is now it's telling us what to do. We hear all this thing about what we ought to do, and then we need to know how we need to do what we ought to do. And it's already been told. We've got a glimpse of that already. Told us to do it with love. But this is what we're gonna do. This is the real Christian difference. This is what we're learning, when we have a transformed mind. All right, go ahead and roll it, put it on the screen. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Lord God, speak to us in a special way. Touch our minds and our hearts that we may hear your word again, but not just be hearers, that we may be doers of your word to do your will your way. Thank you for this great and wonderful opportunity on this Sunday. Speak to us, God, and then speak through us that you may get the praise, the honor, and the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm excited about the opportunity to do what the Lord says do. Let's do what the Lord says do. Listen to what it tells us. Now, out of all the things we know, faith is acting on what we believe. We believe that Jesus died for our sins, rose from the grave. We believe that we have life everlasting. We believe that God loves us. We believe that we love God. That if we love God, he clearly tells us, if you love him, you got to show our love for him by loving others. And not just loving the folk you choose to love and pick out who you want to love. Oh, I know this is a hard lesson. I ain't going to be on here much longer, but I just want you to know this is what the word of God is saying to us. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those that be messing with you. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Bless and do not curse. Why did they have to put in the word of God to tell the saints of God, don't curse people? I don't want to get off on that. All right, but anyway. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. I'm saying that to let that seep into our minds and our hearts. Because when we are not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, we can have it in our minds that when people will do all sorts of stuff, revile us, persecute us, say all manner of evil against us falsely, no matter what they're doing, we have to condition ourselves by the grace of God, not because you're so strong, not because you're so lovely, not because you got it all together, but because you're depending upon Christ who lives in you. You're depending on the presence of the Holy Spirit to bless those that persecute you and do not curse them. Now, it goes on and says, rejoice with those who rejoice. But rejoice, this rejoice comes close to what Matthew 5:11 says. Matthew 5:12. Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Bible says the way we're supposed to respond is to rejoice and be glad and be exceedingly glad. This one says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Now I know what you're saying. Pastor, how did you bless them? How did you bless them? I did not say bless them out. I didn't say bless them out. That's the bank. Do not curse them. So how did you bless? Well, listen, those been in Bible study heard me do this 100 times. I'm going to do it one more time. I want you to do this. What do you think it means when it says bless them? Well, let me ask you. Whenever you're praying, and we pray a lot, and we're asking God to bless us, you ask God to bless you, what are you asking God to do? When you say, Lord, bless me. Go ahead, type it. Type it right now. Type it in there. When you ask God to bless you, what are you asking God to do? Go ahead, type it. When you say, God, bless me, what are you asking God to do? I'm sitting, I'm comfortable, I got time, go ahead. What are you asking God to do? You say, God, bless me. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right, now be honest now. You in church, I know you're home, but you in church. Tell the truth. You know, you're in the church, you gotta tell the truth. When you say, Lord, bless me, what's on your mind when you say, God, bless me? All right, sometimes it's a better car, better house, yeah, better health. I got you. Well, for the most part, we're saying, Lord, give me more money. I mean, the bigger house, more money. Bigger car, more money. Better health, you can buy more drugs. more money. I ain't saying it all the time. I'm not saying it all the time. But most of the time, we're saying, Lord, bless me. You're normally talking about something that means giving you more. More money or more something. It might not be money, but God, give me more something, right? Okay, that's what bless me. Bless, Lord, bless me. So when we say we're supposed to bless others, how do we bless others? It's not just praying for them. It's not just wishing them well. It might be you're able to give them something more of what they've had. It might be being able to do something to better their situation, because you want God to better our situation. It doesn't mean ignore them. Because, you know, many times we'll say, if I can bless somebody, I just need to ignore them. You know, you cursed me, you did something bad to me, so I'm just going to ignore you. And if I ignore you, now you've been blessed. No, bless them. Now that takes us to a whole nother frame of mind. If we're going to do something for something, if we're going to either give them money or if we're going to give them some advice, or we're going to do something to better their situation, bless them. Yeah, I'm not making this up. Look in your Bible, Romans 12. Yeah, 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Then rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. I like that text going right there because, listen, if somebody does you wrong and let's say they stole your television, all right, that's wrong. That's fine. All right. You don't have to get all mad and cuss them out and run up and down and say all kind of evil stuff about them and talk about their family and talk about, you know, you knew the whole family was no good. You just, you gotta do all that. No, you gotta shake your head and all that stuff. You gotta do that. No, 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 no. They stole your television. You know who stole it? You call the police. You tell the police who did it. Yes, you ain't upset, mean, and mad about it. You just tell the police. They go to jail. Yes, that's a blessing. Now, your actions have consequences. But we're saying though, you don't get all caught up in being mean and nasty about whatever folk have done. If they're in jail, you rejoice. Not the fact that they're in jail, you don't rejoice at that. But you don't have to be all sad about your situation. But this is what you do. While they're even incarcerated, you can weep with them while they're weeping. Yet you could be sorrowful that they made a sad and a terrible decision that got them in the predicament they're in. And you can empathize. Well, if you hadn't been in jail, you can't empathize. But you can sympathize with them. If you've been in jail, you can empathize. but you get to a point where you don't be all caught up in what has happened. Get you another television. Let your insurance pay for it. Or somebody will donate one to you. But you don't have to get caught up on those things. What we have to get caught up on is now you have been, quite possibly, in the presence of somebody who does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. So now you have an opportunity to win them to Christ. They know they did you wrong. They know that you should be very upset, and you should curse them, and you should talk about them, you should ridicule them, you should do everything you can. But now you have an opportunity that in the midst of them doing you wrong, you could tell them of a God who loves them and a Jesus who died for their sins and rose from the grave. They might just be in a position where they're more readily willing to hear the word of God in a situation they're in. God can put people in jail, and it has nothing to do with being behind bars. That's why it says, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. If you quit getting upset about every little thing that other folk are doing and begin to trust God in the midst of what you're going through, God will handle it. He will fight your battle. The battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. You gotta believe that. That's more than just saying it. Now we gotta live it. That's what he calls us to do. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. I ain't talking back to the church. Live in harmony with one another. Yeah. We live in good with everybody here. Right now, nobody is criticizing anybody in the church about how they dress. Well, y'all probably criticizing me because I don't have the time. But you can't talk about everybody else around you. You can't. You don't see everybody else. You don't know what they're wearing. You don't know how they worship. So that takes that out. What happens if we came back in the building and could come in and just with a grateful heart just thank God for everybody being here and worship God? You could thank God right now for everybody being here and worship. Right there on Facebook. Right now on YouTube. Right now listening to the podcast. You could thank everybody for what they're doing right now. Give God praise for your brothers and your sisters. We can live in harmony even though we're not together and we are apart. Even though we're apart, we can still be together. What almighty God we serve. So listen to what it tells us. That we ought to live in harmony with one another. Let's talk, say good, kind things about one another. With Facebook, say kind things about one another. I know we like to tell folk whose birthday it is or what has happened here, what has happened there, but we have a great opportunity to share the love of Christ with all of our friends, all of our associates, and even with our enemies. Jesus says, love your enemies. If you're going to love them, you're going to bless them, you're going to do something for them in a special way. Then it goes on to say, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Look out for each other. Those who you think are not worthy, they are worthy. God loves them. You need to love them too. We need to love each other. Love each other. Love others like God loves us. Because our love for God is no greater than our love for the person we like the least. Our love for God is no greater than our love for the person we like the least. God says, how can you love me when you have not seen, and you hate your brother when you see every day? He said, the truth is not in you. Never be wise in your own sight. I know we think we're smart. Somebody said, yeah, I don't need this. Let me turn this out. I ain't finna do all that. I know what I'm gonna do. Don't be wise in your own sight. Don't be wise in your own sight. Don't be wise in your own sight. Trust God. Listen to God. Give God an opportunity to turn that situation around. That person you're saying you're not going to go to, and you're not going to say anything nice to them, you're not going to text them anything nice, you're not going to let them know that you're not going to be upset and mean and evil about what y'all been arguing about for years. Right now you can call that person, you can text that person, you can write a letter to that person. You want to take a little time to get to them and just say to them, you know, I'm sorry. Or you may not be big enough to say you're sorry. You might just want to say, I want us to communicate. I love you. God loves you, I love you. I care about it. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Ooh, preach to him. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, all right. And listen to what it says. Never be wise in your own sight. In your own sight, you've already rationalized why you don't have to love other folk. And why you don't have to love folk who are connected with his church. I'm not just talking about First African, I'm talking about people, period, and Christians. We got to love each other in such a way that we can, you know, don't be wise in your own eyes, in your own sight. I'm going to get to you in a moment as to how we're going to pull our nation together by doing what the Word of God says. And then it says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Be at peace with everybody. As it depends on you, as far as you're concerned. Be at peace with everybody. I'm not talking like Medea said. Have your peace to make sure that they'll be peaceful. What I'm saying to us is that we need to really do everything we can to give God the opportunity to fix it. Whatever it is, you love, you pray, you be sincere about what you want God to do in a situation, and then trust God. God will fix it. Somebody say that with me, God will fix it. Come on, God will fix it. Live as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Yeah. Never, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. Because vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Can you trust God to just take care of that situation? I'm not talking about take care of that person. See, you want God to get rid of people. But God is showing us right now it's not about the people, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power, principalities, and wickedness in high places. Listen, it's the war is already with Satan. It's not with other individuals. Satan can use just about everybody. Satan can use anybody. So don't get caught up in that. Don't start hating people and cutting people off. This word is telling us that we need to associate with others. We need to love others. We need to do what we can to help others to have a right relationship with God. So yeah, we go back to a lot of terrible things that have happened in our nation. Even just this month, we go back to January 6th. We go back to so much stuff that's happened. All the shootings that have happened in our community. We go back to everything, every evil thing that's been done. But I do believe that God allows us to be in a pandemic for a reason. And the Word of God says, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. But what is it? What is it that we have to do? If we can't seek God in the midst of a pandemic, we probably never will seek God. If we can't choose to do what God has called us to do in the midst of a pandemic, we probably never will do what the Lord has called us to do. If we can't slow ourselves down and get our minds right and begin to trust God with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding in the midst of a pandemic, we probably never will. We've heard a song, God is trying to tell you something. He can't shout it any louder than allowing us to go through what we're going through. But I do believe in the midst of what we're going through, we can still minister. We can still get his will done, that none should perish. He's told us to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the utmost parts of the world. Well, we're doing that. We're on the World Wide Web. When you get on your Facebook, you're on the World Wide Web. On YouTube, everybody, everywhere can see this. Why don't we make sure that our message is a message of hope, a message of joy, a message of peace, a message where those who don't know Christ can come to know Christ? Just try it. Do that. Let God use you in the midst of what you have, whatever you have, wherever you're going, however you're doing it. Come on, let somebody get in when you're driving. Let them get in. Now don't stop up all the traffic, but be kind. Think about it. You represent Christ in wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. I know folk will get on your last nerve intentionally. But God has called you to rise above that in the midst of everything that's going on. You need to take time to love your family better. Oh yeah, I know we get impatient. What the Word of God was telling us about, what it's telling us we need to do earlier? Yeah, it says, be slothful in zeal, be fervent. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. And be constant in prayer. That's what we got to do. Be prayed up. If it gets so hot, just take time, walk off to somewhere yourself and pray. Because God's dealing with you. God's making a difference in your life. God is working in a way that you're saying you've never seen him work before. I don't care how young or how old you are. This is the day of action. This is the week of action. This is the month of action. This is the year of action. And it's time for us to do what the Lord has called us to do. In times just like these, we can do it because God has done his part. Now it's time for us to do our part. What has God done? God has sent his son Jesus through 42 generations. He came to this earth and went about doing good. Out of all the good he did, folk talked about him and ridiculed him, called him everything but a child of God. But look at our Lord and Savior. Look at what he did for you and for me. He lived a perfect life, but he laid down his life. He allowed men to put nails in his hands and nails in his feet and a crown of thorns on his head. Oh yes, he did it for you and for me. He hung on the cross for all of your sins. He hung on the cross for all of my sins. And the Bible says he died. Oh yes, he died. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, stayed there all day Saturday, stayed there all night Saturday, but early on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. He ascended into heaven, and he sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us and to guide us and to help us and to direct us and to help us to be the same example Jesus was when he walked on this earth. They did talk about him. They did ridicule him. But look at his example to us today. It's a great example. And all we need to do is follow Jesus. What are we to do? Bless and curse not. What are we to do? Don't be vengeful. Don't say I don't get back, I get even. No. Allow God to reign in your hearts and let the world see Christ in you. Do it this week. Just trust him. Trust God. He'll do it. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Listen, we get excited and upset about stuff that happens that we see on the news and how bad things are. But yet with all of that, we have to pray for folk. Even if they have to go through being incarcerated, even if they have to go through paying the penalty for the evil that they have done, and allow them, because what we don't realize, 97% of all the people go to prison and come back. And when they come back, we need to be able to help them reassemble or assemble back into the community. We need to help them to be able to get jobs. We need to help them to be productive citizens and productive workers in the community. That's our responsibility. We have to love like that. That's how God loves us. We all sin. We all been thrown in a sin prison. Yes, but if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus that takes us out from the penalty of sin, hallelujah, we can have life everlasting. Listen, if you've been watching this and you've been coming and you're sharing right now today and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, it's a great time to give your heart to God. It's a great time to say, God, I've sinned, I've come short, I'm sorry for my sins, I want to turn from my sins. Tell me, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. Did I say that in this message at the time? Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave. He died, we did sin, we all have sinned and come short. So don't feel like you're by yourself. Everybody who's a part of his church had to admit that we sinned and we come short and we're willing to turn from our sins. Now, I know you've seen some folk, church folk, and people go who say they're saved and all this, and they do some sinful things. That happens. But that doesn't change the fact that God is love. It doesn't change the fact that God is working in all of us to be more what he wants us to be. And God will work in you. Don't sit in judgment about what you see somebody else doing. No, don't do that. Trust God with your life. And then you be an example for the ones who are not getting it right. Because we need each other to help each other to be strengthened. We're one body with many different gifts. And we use our gifts to build up the body of Christ. We don't use our gifts to tear each other down. We use the gifts to build each other up that God might get glory. So if you want to accept Christ right now, please pray this prayer with me. I can't pray it for you. I can lead you in it. But you have to say this with your own mouth. You have to believe this in your own heart. The word of God says, if you shall confess in your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, you shall be saved. So I want you today to have an opportunity to pray this prayer with me. Please repeat after me if you want to accept Christ today. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, go ahead and hit that link. Link it in to show that you've accepted Christ. Let us know. Or you can call the number that's going across, 912-233-6597. Leave a message. We'll get back with you. But we want to rejoice with you. We want to thank God for you coming and being a part and sharing with First African Baptist Church. We thank God for you, for everybody who joined us in this worship experience. We thank God for you. These pews are kind of comfortable. Yeah, I can see it for a while. Oh, also, if you haven't given yet, go ahead and go to Giblify. Giblify. An app called Giblify. And you can give wherever you are. You can go to Giblify, look at First African Baptist Church on Montgomery Street. Yeah, First African Baptist Church, Franklin Square. Make sure you get the right First African Baptist. I mean, we don't matter, we give you all the best of it. First African Franklin Square, or Giblify. And pay your tithe. If you haven't paid your tithe, for example, pay your tithe and give your offering. And your offering does not have to be less than the tithe. So go ahead and do that. But you can also mail your contributions to First African Baptist Church, 23 Montgomery Street, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. You can do that as well. We thank God for you. As God continue to guide you, direct you, bless you, keep you. And let's continue to do the work God has called us to do. Because this is a year of action. Let us pray. God, again, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. We ask you to strengthen us in all we say and do. Help us to do the work you called us to do. Help us to live the life you called us to live. Help us to be the church you asked us to be. This is a year of action. Let us be a people of action. We don't have to be in this building to do the work. Matter of fact, we always have done the work outside this building. We enter to worship, we depart to serve. Help us to be the servants you call us to be. Because we know that when Jesus came to this earth, he came not to be served, but to serve. Let that be our prayer. Let that be our call also. And now we ask the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, with the rest rule of the Bible, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let all the people of God say amen and praise God. Don't forget the health challenge. Go ahead, accept the health challenge, and do all we can to be healthy as we strive for excellence in kingdom building. God bless you.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Giblify, Giblify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.